dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer Derek Stenson. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later today. And, of course, any time that you want to pipe in or have an opinion on anything sports-related or whatever Daddy talks about, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox is there 24-7 for your emails. Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes, Brent Heinrichs, the head basketball coach at Axtell, is going to join us. They're the number one boys seed for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament next week, but they've got a big battle with Eustis Farnham tonight. We'll talk with him. They are ranked second and third, depending where you look at, in the state's C2 basketball rankings. And we'll also talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report, part of Scout.com, about Nebraska's recruiting class. Article by Steve Sipple in the Lincoln Journal Star earlier this week about how it wasn't, or maybe it was Brian Christopherson actually, how there wasn't a lot of bang, a lot of pop. They're not highly ranked as far as a recruiting class. A lot of people thought with the year Nebraska had, this is national people talking, a lot of people thought with the way the year went, Nebraska would be getting a bigger impact. I think there's still two or three out there that haven't committed to Nebraska that if they do will really turn things around. The big fellow from Oregon, Cooper, whether he signs on. So we'll talk with Brian Munson. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. One other Husker football note, Adrian Fiala no longer a part of Nebraska football broadcasts, and I know for it's kind of a weird deal. Some people didn't like the way he did things. Some people loved having him in there and having his connections to the Nebraska program, and I guess any time that this comes up, that there's any kind of a little shake or change in Nebraska football, sports, anything, whether it's broadcast or on the field or off the field, it always makes news. Fiala has not commented. This evidently came down Friday, came to light over the weekend, and the network releasing a statement yesterday saying it'll be Greg Sharp and Matt Davison in the booth. Lane Grinnell will be down on the field, but Adrian Fiala will no longer be a part of the football broadcast for the Huskers. My opinion was, I thought Adrian stepped on the play-by-play guy a lot. I thought Adrian had some knowledge. I thought Adrian is pretty good. I think Adrian Fiala is a pretty good guy if you're going to have a five-hour pregame to have him in there doing some pregame work. I think he's also got knowledge of Nebraska sports, being a player on football and baseball. I liked him better on baseball than football, where you've got a lot of time to kill. And I know you don't. You don't agree from a certain standpoint. I'm saying from baseball is a lot. You got a lot of time to kill in between, and there's no need to be stepping on top of the play-by-play guy in baseball. Whereas in football, if you got an exciting play or you talk too long and the next play is starting. I mean, Adrian Fiala was not, in my eyes, he's a broadcaster. He was not a broadcaster. He was an athlete brought in when Warren Swain came in, and they changed things over, and Adrian Fiala came in. Again, I don't think for a long, long time there's been a lot of continuity with who they're hiring to do what with the Husker Sports Network, all the way back to when they took over and hired Warren Swain and didn't want Kent Pavelka anymore. It seems like it's always been a little tiff between whatever, and it's been pretty even keel here. I don't know why they got rid of Adrian Fiala. They didn't necessarily say. They said they wanted to go to a two-man traditional booth. Well, whatever. That's just not true.
I mean, that's why they're the bosses, I guess. They make that decision.
You can do what you want, but there's a reason that they got rid of Adrian Fiala. And if they didn't like his performance, if he wanted a pay raise, I'm not sure what it was. But that's a little bit of news here this morning.
Yeah, you know, and Adrian's been great to us. When we see Adrian goes out of his way to come talk to us. So I'm certainly not going to hammer the guy. It will be nice in the fall not to get punched when I come over the top of you and say, don't Adrian me, as you do some Friday nights.
Off air,
you said.
Thanks for putting that on air now, though. That was real nice. Yeah, don't hammer the guy, but yeah, there you go.
You know what? He was good to us all the time, and certainly wish Adrian the best, and hopefully something will come up for him, and he'll get back on the air, because I think he really enjoys that.
So that's what's going on. A couple of news stories this morning. UNK's playing tonight. We'll talk a little high school basketball. Also, about the only time, let's face it, yesterday we talked bowling, non-Nebraska women's, because something happened with a female winning, the first female to ever win a PBA event, okay? We don't talk soccer very much unless something big happens. We don't talk NASCAR unless something really weird happens. We don't we hardly ever talk about that anyway because it's not a sport. We talk golf quite a bit, but not that much, only during the major, you know. We don't talk tennis that much, but it's a major. And again, Andy Roddick, hard to win with two hands around your throat. All right? I guess when you root so hard for somebody, guy, gal, team, whatever it is, and they constantly come up short, you just get frustrated. And what makes this even more frustrating is Roddick's getting beat in the first set. Then all of a sudden he breaks back, down 5-4. Cilic is serving for the guy that beat him, Marat Cilic, or what's his name?
Exactly right.
And Cilic beats him. Maran Cilic beats him. He's up 5-4, serving for the set. Well, Roddick breaks back, or 6-5, whatever it was, and it goes 6-6. So they go to the tiebreak. And that was it. He loses it. He goes down 2-0. I'm in bed by then. I get up this morning and see that he fights all the way back, dominates set 3 and 4, has all the momentum, and then just all of a sudden, oh, God, I got a chance to win again. I'm going to choke. And in the fifth set, gets blown out after having a shoulder injury or whatever.
Exactly.
But what makes it even worse is that he was going to have to play Rafael Nadal. Oh, wait a minute. Rafael Nadal injured himself. He goes out. Andy Murray would have been who he plays in the semifinals. So you're guaranteed an American either way. But probably Roddick's got a great chance of winning this. You don't have to face Nadal. You don't have to face Federer. You don't have to face Davidenko. You don't have to face these guys that you haven't been able to beat. And you get a chance to get to the Australian Open final. No, you go lose to another higher seed again, Andy Roddick. And it's just, we're all rooting for him. It just, I win one. I know he wants to win one. But last night, Cilic played like crap in the first set, and all the commentators were talking about it during that injury timeout, and yet Roddick still couldn't beat him.
You know, it's been Roddick and Blake have been the two Americans that have been up there, most notably as of late. Not since 2003's U.S. Open when Roddick was able to win that one. The only one he's ever won, I think. 2003. It's the longest drought in men's U.S. tennis history. As far as majors go, it goes back to the 2003 U.S. Open.
And you can't beat Nadal and you can't beat Federer if you don't play him. Let's go to the phone lines because we are pleased to welcome in the head boys basketball coach at Axtell High School, Brent Heinrichs, as they get ready for a big ball game tonight with Eustace Farnham, and then the conference tournament gets going next week. Coach, how's your tennis game?
Not very good, not very good. In fact, I've been on edge here lately. The staff, my assistant coaches decided I need to join the Biggest Loser competition at the Axtell School, and Wells runs me into the ground after practice, and Klepper's got me eating things I've never heard of before, so I'm a little on edge here a little bit. Other than that, I'm fine.
Well, you got to be in shape. You got to get that weight down. I need to join that club too, Brent.
I tell you, I stepped on the scale the other day, and it said one at a time, so I thought maybe it was time I better do something about it.
Oh, boy. Coach, we're getting ready for a big ball game tonight, but before we talk about that, how do you feel your team, your boys, are playing here since the holiday tournament?
You know, we've had good quarters. We've had good halves. We've had some real bad quarters, some meltdowns. We had a bad third quarter against Alma when we blew a big lead. We had a bad fourth quarter against Elm Creek when we blew a big lead. So, you know, we I think we've addressed some things. We've been looking better in practice. You know, we played good last Friday night. Hopefully we've got past that, but we're still turning the ball over too much. But I feel a lot better about things, better now than I did, say, 10 days ago.
Brent, so many expectations were placed on your team. Has there been anybody really step up and maybe come further than you even expected of them?
You know, it's been about the same guys doing the same things. You know, the thing I really want to shed light on is our defense. Blake Fehrenbrook, he's played such good defense right now. I think he's the best defender I've had since I've been coached there. And that goes a long way. But our shooting overall, all the guys have improved their shooting. And last year, you know, everybody knows we weren't a very good outside shooting team. And this year, you know, we're shooting a decent percentage, and it's getting better as the season progresses. But, you know, it's been the same seven or eight guys. It's helped to get Runge back healthy here the last couple weeks. He's really coming around, so he's going to contribute in bigger manner as we move forward here.
Well, it softens up for the school budget not having to have the backboard guys around, because last year, boy, it was horrid at times.
Especially in radio games. Brent Heinrichs joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head boys basketball coach at Axtell. That was the thing at the beginning of the year, and you're going to be compared to Ravenna because one of you two are going to probably have to, you know, the odds are they're going to meet to try to get to the state tournament, being in the top five of the state. But both teams were injured at the beginning of the year. They're starting to come around. What about your team? You mentioned Bryce. Is everybody back? Are you as healthy as you've been?
Yes, everybody's back. And Bryce, you know, he came back December 20th or so, but he really didn't come back, what I call coming back, till here about the last week, 10 days. And he's playing good basketball right now. Everybody else is healthy now. We've had a little sickness and flu the last few days. Hopefully everybody's back today. But, yeah, everybody's as healthy as, you know, you're always going to have bumps and bruises, but we're pretty healthy, and we need to be healthy. We're going into, tonight's going to be a battle, and Loomis Friday, and then our conference tournament starts. And our conference is as tough as it's been, I think, since I've been basketball coach. If you look at the conference records, they beat most of the teams they play out of the conference. So it's a good time to get healthy, and it better be a good time to be playing our best basketball.
Brent, as you look ahead towards Eustace Farnham, do you take stuff what Overton did and develop a game plan, or do you strictly just worry about your own team and trying to work with them?
Well, some of both. We kind of have a plan what we try to do with Eustace in the past, and you know, last year, to be honest with you, we were very fortunate to beat him. I don't know if we looked past him, but we came back from 10 down in the last quarter, and we were very fortunate to win that game. But you know, Drew Witovic, you know, I feel is as good, if not better, than any player in the conference. And you know, he's a load. He's developed an outside game. He passes well. He drives well. He rebounds well. And he's got a nice group of players around him. And you know, I know they lost two games last weekend, but they're back at home. They're going to dig their heels in. That's going to be a very difficult spot for us. And I sure hope that we're mentally prepared and ready to. We've got to play basketball the whole game, not a quarter, not two quarters, not, you know, 5 minutes here and there. We've got to play every second of every minute if we want to go home tonight with a win.
Brent Heinrichs of Axtell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, a week ago, it looked like this game had the possibility of being for the regular season conference title, but losses to Overton and to SEM has hurt Eustace Farnham a little bit, although they stay at number four in the D1 rankings in the World Herald. You might have to play them twice in 2 weeks, Coach.
Yeah, they're the four seed, and all those teams. Our conference tournament, you got Pleasanton sitting at the number seven team, and Pleasanton's a good basketball team. I mean, they're the seven seed. You know, there's a good chance if we both win, we'll meet each other in Minden on that Friday night. So, yeah, we're going to see each other a lot. We see them in the summertime. We're pretty familiar with them. And they've got a nice team, and we need to get this win tonight. That would really, I think, lay a good foundation, and that should pave our way to winning the regular season conference championship. We can beat Loomis and Elwood, which is no given. But this is a game we need tonight. We can't afford a loss here going into the conference tournament. We can't afford a loss in face of our wild card situation.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of the tough district, wild card points are important for all teams in that. And as you touched on, Coach, and I was in Minden last night. The boys' semifinals, by the way, will be in Minden next Friday. And if the seeds hold, you will have four teams ranked in the top five in three different classes. SEM is fifth in D2. Eustis Farnham is fourth in Overton. Is third in D1, and Axtell is third in C2. Those will be tremendous matchups. This you touched on a little bit, Coach. This is a whole new ball of wax. There will not be an easy game in the semifinals or the finals, as maybe there has been in the past.
No, like I said before, I really think our conference this year is as tough as it's been in 7 years that I've been coach. I mean, from top to bottom. I mean, there are tough teams all the way through. There's no easy matches, especially when you get to the Final Four. All those teams you touched on are tough, and Elwood and Loomis and Pleasanton, and Elm Creek's played well at times. Amherst played well at times, all bear watching. So, you know, we can't afford to take any time off. We've got to play good defense. We've got to keep our turnovers down. You know, if we do those two things, you know, I feel pretty good about things. But it's, you know, there's certainly no given here. It's going to be a battle. Every night going into the conference tournament.
Yeah, you bring up the wild card points. Brent, you guys did something a little bit different than maybe some other teams. You opted out of a game with Southwest, and they were nice enough to let you out of that contract, and you're going to go play in Grand Island to help those wild card points. Just your overall thoughts on that.
Well, you know, that's to me, it's a good risk-reward. And not only that, playing more tougher teams. We had a Kearney Catholic again this year back in their schedule, which I was glad about. The Ewing game, they're rated 1 in D2. You know, if you'd happen to lose, you might lose 3 points in the standings over what you'd gain. You have a possibility of gaining 9 if you beat a Tier 4 team, if you understand what I'm saying. So the risk-reward is there. And not only that, I think it prepares your team better. The more tough games, the better, you know, for districts, for Ravenna. You know, they test themselves. You know, the Luke Platt Conference is very tough. They play Minden, they play GICC. So, you know, we felt we needed to do the same as best we could. So that game's good for us. And, you know, we're not really, I got some tapes and some scouting reports coming. We're not really looking at Ewing yet, but we got to try to chop down one tree at a time here.
Well, there's some good games coming up. Axtell currently sitting fourth in the wild card points in Class C2. And tonight, big battle going on with Eustis Farnham. Conference tournament next week. You can hear the games here on ESPN Radio. Coach, we'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for giving us some time, and best of luck tonight.
All right. Thanks so much, and thanks for having us on.
See you, Coach. Coach Brent Heinrichs, who has to work on who he hires for JV officials over there. But outside of that, they do a pretty darn good job. And, again, we're going to see some teams that are up at the top of the rankings that are – there is some basketball to be played in the next 3 weeks. There is some basketball by good teams in the area, even outside of conference tournaments. Your St. Cecilia's, your Central Catholics, your Ravenna's, your Axtell's, same on the girls' side, but really on the boys' side, just a few that stand out where they still are going to be kind of round-robbing each other. And, of course, the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, all the games right here on ESPN Radio, including Axtell and Ewing.
Doug, go back over, if you would, the Fort Kearney Conference teams and their rankings right now, when you sit top to bottom that you just did.
Axtell is third in C2. They're the number one seed. SEM's the number two seed. They're fifth in D2. And in D1, Overton is the third seed. Eustis Farnham's the fourth seed. And they're 3-4 in Class D1. They're 3-4 in D1, and they're third and fourth seed in their own conference tournament.
Yeah, a lot of good basketball. And I don't see any upsets. I think, you know, some of those teams might have played a good quarter, a good half. But really, I think, you know, it's going to break down to those top four seeds, and I think it's going to be some great basketball towards the finish. You know, I know Elm Creek's played some, like Brent said, you know, you got to put together. Everybody's striving for that four quarters. And I know you get a talented team like Axtell. It's tough, you know, even when you get ahead by that, you fall back and you kind of get complacent. And complacency at times can kill a team like that. They go to sleep for a couple, 3 or 4 minutes, and all of a sudden, somebody hits back-to-back threes and breaks free for a layup, but all of a sudden it's a 16-point swing. Eight you don't get, and 8 they get.
Don't you get the feeling that, and even around the FKC circles, that Axtell right now is not playing as well as they were last year, despite having an 11-1 record? And I think Brett touched on it. They're winning, but they're doing it different ways. They're not. Let's face it. You look at a team, you play, they're sub 500, you're ranked third, you expect to win by 20. You start winning by 8, that opens some eyes.
Well, it opens some eyes, but I think these kids have played together for so long. It's pretty easy when you're that big of a favorite. Yeah, I fully expect Brent to get these kids really focused, starting basically from here on out. Now, this is when you want to start playing your best basketball. I think they'll get there.
In sub-districts, which will be played at Holdridge, Axtell is in with Alma, Cambridge, Elm Creek, and Southwest. Obviously, they're going to be the favorite of all those. None of those teams are ranked. On the other side, Ravenna, Shelton, Sandy Creek, Gibbon, and Blue Hill. Well, Gibbon's banged up. Southwest is not playing very well. Sandy Creek's okay. And Blue Hill, well, we saw what happened last time they battled with Ravenna, yet the Blue Hill boys are the number one seed in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, which gets underway next week as well. So that's what we've got for you on the basketball side of things. Before we go to break, let's take a look at the new rankings for both the boys and the girls. Here's what we've got in the World Herald. In the Class B, Adams Central is 8th. Overall, and McCook is 9th in C1. Chadron remains number 1. Hastings St. Cecilia is number 2. Grand Island Central Catholic's 3rd. St. Paul's 7th. Minden 8th. Of course, these do not count last night's games where Minden came back from 14 down to beat St. Paul. C2, they've got Ravenna number 1. Axtell is 3rd. Unbeaten Burwell is 5th. In D1, Humphrey is number 1. You got Overton 3rd. Eustace Farnham 4th. They've also got Overton ranked 7th, coincidentally, as I check this out here. They got a misprint there. And Loup City is 10th. And in D2, Ewing is number 1, Hampton 4th, and SEM 5th. Giltner is 8th, and Heartland Lutheran is 9th on the boys' side. And then we take a look at the girls' rankings in the Omaha World Herald, which are somewhere around here. Let me look those up. There they are. In Class A, Kearney is up to number 6. Grand Island is 8th. In B, Bellevue West is number 1. Seward is number 1 in Class B. Lexington 9th, Holdridge 10th. The girls in C1, Wahoo Newman is number 1. Kearney Catholic is 3rd. Minden Girls 6th. Hastings St. Cecilia 9th. In C2, Sandy Creek is number 1. Sutton is 3rd, and they play Thursday night. Coach Russ Neinmeyer, Sandy Creek, will be on the program tomorrow. In D1, Silver Lake moves up to number 1 in both the Omaha and Lincoln papers. They've been number 2 in Omaha most of the season. Ansley is 9th. Kennesaw is 10th. And in D2, Chambers is number 1. The Pleasanton girls are 5th. Lawrence Nelson is 7th. We'll take a break. Coming up in just a few minutes, Brian Munson from Big Red Report and Scout.com. We'll talk a little Nebraska recruiting with us. We're just a week and a day away from signing day. Back after this.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sap Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sap Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sap Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sap Brothers.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all natural products so we can treat your yard and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
For generations, Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We can provide your brick and stone needs. Call on us for help in selecting your face brick and stone for your home or business. We're the experts in our region for these products with over 140 years of experience. We're particular about the products we sell with a high level of customer service at both locations. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
sick and tired of constantly hearing?
We're bored!
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. And change all that.
Hi, honey!
Hi, Mom!
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snap bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
Whether you're babbling about basketball,
it is not easy,
hooked on hockey,
what's not to love,
or a full-blown football fanatic,
you know, I don't think that's right.
This is your radio station.
I get to go to Plan B.
The voice of the fans.
Competition is despite
what? Be cool, man.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds will also turn variable at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then see some increasing clouds tonight with a low near 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 23.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats if you've not won in the last 2 months, and there's probably a pretty good chance you haven't. You can call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple, people. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Should we have them take them off the air, or you want to do it on the air?
Let's do it on.
Okay, let's do it on the air. We'll do it on the air. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark from Minden.
Mark, what do you know?
Exciting last night. Worn out.
What do you think, Tony? Should we go golf or football?
Football.
Football? All right, Mark. Here it is. This is not easy, okay? This is not an easy question. The Super Bowl is coming up. People might know that. And you might know who's playing. The Colts, they're taking on this team from New Orleans called the Saints. Three ex-Huskers are playing in the Super Bowl. Name all three.
Wow.
That's not one of them.
I'm absolutely drawing a blank.
Okay, look it up and call me back. Thanks, Mark. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bill.
Bill, I need to know all three former Huskers playing in the Super Bowl. That's our question today.
I don't know.
Bill, try back. I think this is a tough one, folks. You got to know, and I can hear the... Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dan from Holdridge.
Hey, Dan, can you tell me the three ex-Huskers that are going to be playing in the Super Bowl?
Carl Nigs, Scott Shanley, and Cody Glenn.
Hello! Oh! There it is! We're going to Holdridge. We're giving away meat or scallops or whatever they want. Cheese in Holdridge today, folks. That's right. Cody Glenn of the Indianapolis Colts, Carl Nigs, and Scott Shanley are playing for the Saints. Dan, congratulations. Did you know that? Had you read it? Had you heard it? Or did you look it up?
I heard it, so.
Okay, all right. There's nothing wrong with that. It's $25 and Troutman's Quality Meats coming your way. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Sunday, Cody Glenn and the Colts knocked out to the Jets, of course. Glenn had two tackles on the day on special teams. And for Carl Nix and Scott Shanley, they were in there, of course, for the Saints. Nix playing the left guard spot, which everybody talks about how important that is, holding on for Drew Brees. Do you know he threw for less than 200 yards in that game? Of course, they didn't have a lot of yards. So, and Scott Shanley was all over the field. 10 total tackles, 8 solo stops. The Saints defense, of course, forcing the 5 turnovers against Brett Favre. So there you go. 3 Huskers, and they all play. There's another part of it. 3 Huskers, Cody Glenn of the Colts, and Carl Nix and Scott Shanley for the Saints. Congratulations to Dan from Holdridge. $25 to Troutman's Quality Meats.
You and I each got 2 of those relatively easy. You got Cody Glenn. I did not get Cody Glenn.
Yeah, because much like you like to yell Lance Thorell during Husker games,
yes,
we now start yelling Cody Glenn during Colts games, no matter who's in on the tackle. Or Danny Woodhead during a Jets game.
Yeah, there
he
you
was
go.
Inactive, unfortunately, over the weekend.
So was Matt Slauson. both. I mean,
yeah, but Woodhead actually played from time to time. 888-455-ESPN. Coming up, Brian Munson, Big Red Report. Don't forget, we've also got more great things that we're going to be giving away this week. We're going to be giving away tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey. We've got tickets to next week's home women's basketball game for the Huskers against Oklahoma State. We've got a nice selection. We're going to be giving away some family four-packs. Next Wednesday, February 3rd, they host Oklahoma State, and we're going to give you a chance to be winning tickets to that. So plan on that. If you want to make a trip to Lincoln, probably a good chance that you can win some tickets. And we're going to give you a chance to get some eats here. We're going to have a little game later in the week where you are going to win a $20 gift certificate to Bourbon Street Bistro inside the Kearney Ramada.
Calm down.
Because we're going to talk a little Husker recruiting. But that's all coming up. Chances for you to win, and it won't be long until, well, we're going to be giving away things for our basketball. But, Derek, we have given away an AFC and an NFC winners for our Pigskin Pick'em. And we've got a couple of winners.
Yeah, we do. We have Lance and David here. David's our NFC winner. He had, obviously, New Orleans and our AFC winner, Lance, there. So don't know where they're from. Not listed here, but David and Lance are NFC and AFC winners, respectively, there.
So there you go. Congratulations. And don't forget, you can get on and log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and make your prediction for the Super Bowl. That's what you can do, folks. Get on, make your prediction for the Super Bowl. ESPNSuperstation.com has all the details.
Doug, I know there's some recruiting nuts out there that follow this stuff way closer than you or I. Folks, Jeremy Crabtree, Rivals, is expected to join us next Wednesday, February 3rd, on National Letter of Intent Signing Day. For all the latest information, Jeremy Crabtree, the national guy, the head guy in charge of Rivals, is set to join us at the bottom of the hour on Wednesday.
Outstanding. We'll take a break. Back with more. Brian Munson joins us next.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight right here on ESPN and our network of stations. On ESPN 1550, it's the girls' quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament as St. Cecilia's at Grand Island Central Catholic at 6. It's the boys' quarterfinals on 1230 AM KHAS as St. Cecilia hosts Boys Town at 7. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a Luplat Conference doubleheader with Kearney Catholic at Gibbon beginning at 6:15. Catch it all tonight right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds will also turn variable around 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then see some increasing clouds tonight with a low near 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. They'll be back from Shadron and getting ready to finally get back home. Colorado Springs coming in this weekend. We'll also talk with Sandy Creek girls coach Russ Neinmeyer. They're unbeaten, ranked number one, and they get ready for that huge tilt with Sutton, who is once beaten but has won 13 in a row, and that game's coming up on Thursday night. We'll talk with Russ Neinmeyer on the show tomorrow. We'll be talking with the representatives of Pro Football Weekly on Thursday. Did you have something else that you were talking about later this week? That's where we're at right now. We're working on some more guests, so that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, folks, with that wind howling around, sometimes it's windy on the slopes. Sometimes it's windy when you're not on the slopes. And Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center has the red ledge gear to keep you warm. All ski pants are on sale, and all ski coats are half off. You don't have to ski, but if you are, they've got the coats, and if you don't want to ski, they're still very stylish and very warm and very nice. Ski apparel from Misco Sports. They can also keep you warm with Wigwam stocking caps that are half off, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, Columbia gloves, and all shoes in the store on sale. If you got a little cash for Christmas or the holidays, spend it on yourself or the family. Do it at Misco Sports. And, of course, town team basketball gets going, travel team for the kids. It's all right there. They can outfit your team with uniforms, shorts, balls, bags, whatever you need for practice or play. They've got it at Misco Sports. Open 7 days a week for your convenience on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Brian Munson from Scouts Doc Ink shops at Misco's. Why wouldn't you?
Scouts.com, maybe.
Scouts.com, Big Red Report. He shops at Misco's every time he's coming through Kearney. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourself?
Well, we're getting anxious. We're getting anxious, Brian. We're 8 days away from kids officially putting their name on the dotted line, and as we all know, until it's on the dotted line and sent in, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Nebraska, I guess the one thing I looked at, some articles in the state, on websites, yours, others, they're debating now how good this Nebraska recruiting class is, and Tony and I talked at the top of the show. I don't think we know how good the recruiting class is because there's still three or four big fish out there.
Well, and that's exactly what I was going to say. I think that this is as influx of class going down to the last week as I can recall, really, in a long time. I think, you know, Nebraska, the 1 year, was it in 2005, I believe, where, you know, Nebraska was waiting on Reggie Smith and Ndamukong Suh to get in the last couple weeks of the season. But now you're talking about three pretty big fish. You know, you start talking about Owa, the big defensive end from Portland, Oregon, that, you know, five-star defensive end, U.S. Army All-American. You start talking about Corey Cooper, who's a big-time safety from Illinois, and now you start throwing in the quarterback position, which, of course, is critical. You want to get a guy in there to really come in and run the offense, and you start throwing out a name like Breon Carnes from Bradenton, Florida, Manatee High School. And I'd say that Nebraska, you know, they got their hooks in the water on some three pretty big fish, and decidedly so. This will really determine which way this class is going to go in the ratings. Right now, they're kind of around that 30 class, 30 rating. You know, they could peak as high as could be right there in that 25 region, though, if they get a couple of those guys.
In your mind, do they get those guys, Brian?
Well, you know, I have to say that in talking to Owa last week following his in-home visit with Bo, Carl, and John Papuchis, I had a really, really good feeling about Nebraska and their chances with Owa. Sounds like he's actually, you know, built some relationships with some guys on the current Nebraska team. He's staying in contact with those guys. Sounds like he's reevaluating his top three. I think actually what's going to happen here is he's going to cut the list down to a top two probably here in the next couple, 3 days. We could have a decision as early as this coming weekend, but more than likely it's going to be a signing deal. I still feel like Nebraska is going to get him. Corey Cooper, now going on, Corey Cooper is a guy that I thought last week I didn't have as good a feeling about until Marvin Sanders met with him and had an in-home with him that week. And after that, I think Nebraska is sitting really good with Corey Cooper as well.
Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Signing day comes up next Wednesday. As of this moment, they have Nebraska's recruiting class 32nd in the country with 18 commits. Florida's number one, then Oklahoma and Texas are right there. Some of the ponderings out there, Brian, was that folks thought there would be a bigger splash with the way Nebraska finished the season and with the way a lot of people think that this could be a top 10, maybe a top 5 team next year. What side of the fence do you lean on in that argument?
Well, I think on the defensive side of the football, that Nebraska probably couldn't do a lot better if they go out there and they finish the class with Cooper and Owa. I think Nebraska's defensive line, if they get a guy like Owa to join the class, probably is only second in the nation to Florida when it comes to the quality of the players they got along the defensive line. Offensive side of the football, a completely different story. I don't think Nebraska's really gone out there and secured those guys that are going to be huge difference makers. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm big fans of the commitments like the Braylon Hurd, the running back commitment, Chase Harper, who I went down and saw personally from Navarro Junior College, and I think guys like Mike Mount and Andrew Rodriguez are great offensive linemen. But when you look out to the wide receiver position specifically, you're not seeing a guy that really does anything or looks any different than what Nebraska currently has the wide receiver position. Maybe he was there, you know, when Curtis Carter was a commitment and then decided to back off from his commitment to Nebraska. Maybe that was a guy that was going to change the face of the wide receiver position, but he's no longer on the commitment list. But I think Nebraska is still missing a guy or two on the outside, and, of course, they're still missing that guy at quarterback. So right now, I'd say the offensive side of the football is lacking somewhat.
Brian Munson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, how much does the fact that Nebraska's only got the 17 or 18 commits compared to 24, 25, upwards of 26 kids on that list, how much does that hurt them?
It hurts. I mean, this is a small class by any standard. I mean, it was supposed to be, you know, considerably smaller. We were talking, I think, to start out the year when you guys and I were talking back in July. You know, we were thinking somewhere in that 16 to 18 region. You know, now that Nebraska's had some attrition, has gotten some spots back, and they can up this class, getting it up to 2021 is a huge lift. But still, when you start going in there and having to compete against guys that are getting not just, you know, more commitments, but then they're also filling that with, you know, two or three more four stars or a five star kid, it's considerably difficult to go in there and compare on the paper just, you know, from a perspective of just rating the class, you know, to be as good as those guys. And it's unfair to some perspective, but that's how it's all rated. When it all comes down to it, though, I still look at it from the perspective of what did this class need and did they satisfy those requirements? And like I said before, I think the one need that they still haven't addressed very well was offense. That's a big minus mark in my mind right now.
Brian Munson joins us from Big Red Report and Scout.com on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk all that is recruiting, especially with Nebraska. Brian, of the 18 kids that are known to have given oral commitments, are there any wavering? Are they all solid going into next week?
Well, we had a big scare this weekend. I mean, the word came out Sunday night that junior college All-American linebacker Levante David took a late visit to South Florida. Now, it sounds like South Florida was able to get that visit set up through some back channels, was able to approach Levante David personally as opposed to going through the coaching staff there at Fort Scott, which had been very involved in not just Levante David's commitment or process, but also in like Jamarcus Hardrick and Brandon Kinney, who are at Nebraska now. So those guys, you know, those guys were approached Levante David a little bit differently than what other teams have done before in the past with Fort Scott players. And it caught Nebraska, I think, off guard. I don't think anybody had any idea Levante David was going to sneak out and take this trip late. And it didn't sound like to me, talking to Levante David, that he had any idea what he actually put at risk. And he got things squared away with Nebraska late that night. I think that initially there was some talk, you know, potentially that Siante Evans from Arlington, Texas, once again high school, might have taken a look right around that Big 12 championship game. But I think Nebraska and being down here and after playing Texas and then getting back out on the road that following day and getting all the kids in North Texas, you know, really shored up and telling them, hey, look, this is what happened with Gabbard. This is what happened with Carter. Do not take visits. We're not allowing our commitments to take these visits. And I think they've got to get a lot of guys, you know, straightened out on what they can and can't do when it comes to being a commitment to Nebraska. So I think as of right now, everything is good with our guys, with the guys that are on board.
Brian, if there is a wide receiver still out there after signing day, whether he be ineligible at this point or whatnot, is there somebody out there?
You know, not to my knowledge. I think Nebraska went out there and they got a guy like Kenny Bell, who I think is definitely an underrated player from Boulder Fairview. And I think also that it's kind of interesting what Nebraska's doing with Bronson Marsh from Millard South out there in Omaha and offering him the gray shirt late in the process. You know, it sounds like they want him more as a safety, but they've also opened it back up a little bit too, I think, to potentially consider him. You know, give him that shot at quarterback. Maybe also look at him as a wide receiver. Kenny Bell's got that option to play athlete as well, to where he could be a secondary guy or a wide receiver guy. Marsh could be a player that potentially you could see figuring into that wide receiver position. I actually really like the move that Nebraska made by offering him a gray shirt, just because I don't think you can have enough of those guys on the team that lead by example. But I don't think there's anybody right now that Nebraska is really waiting on from the wide receiver position necessarily. You're just going to figure out where these guys are going to kind of play once they get there to Lincoln and it all shakes out.
So Marsh is still in the picture after saying that he might want to go to UNO, so now he's changing his mind maybe?
Well, it definitely sounds like the gray shirt offer opportunity came through from Nebraska yesterday morning with Barney Cotton extending it, talking to Coach Means yesterday from Miller South. He mentioned that he was going to talk to Bo Pelini last night, he meaning Bronson Marsh, and that they were going to try to come to a decision about what it was they were going to do, whether he was going to stay solid on his commitment to UNO or change and go to Nebraska and be a walk-on. To be honest with you, in talking to Bronson following his official visit to Nebraska, he mentioned to me that a gray shirt offer may be enough for him to go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to Nebraska to do this thing. But the commitment to UNO was definitely something that we never talked about. So it's going to be interesting to see if that's going to be enough to get him in there. Like I said, I think it's a great get for Nebraska to go ahead and bring another state guy like that. He's definitely productive. He's definitely a competitor. And he's going to go out there and have that blue-collar work ethic that I think a lot of players around him could benefit from.
Yeah, you'd think a great recruiting tool with Marsh, Tony, would be that you just go say, okay, you can go play for UNO and lose to UNK every year, or you can go to the Huskers and go to BCS games. So there you go. Hey, Brian, what about who do you think of this 18 that have so far given their commitment? Who's the best? Who's the best talent?
Well, you know, the best talent to me starts along the defensive line. I love what Nebraska has done there. When they go ahead and get a guy like Chase Rome, I'm a huge fan of. When I watch Chase Rome on film, really has that Grant Wistrom type of motor that I think Nebraska has been kind of lacking. The Cameron Meredith shows flashes of. But I think Chase Rome to me is a guy that's going to slide down, play more of that three technique, and he's going to help shore some things up. I think that's a guy that you could look to play immediately. I think other than that, you look at Jamarcus Hardrick. He comes in at a huge knee position, offensive tackle. And I think Nebraska could go ahead and just pencil him in as a tackle starter. And I think beyond that, a guy like Levante David at linebacker, somebody's going to have to step up and take the place of the huge hole and the huge shoes that Phillip Dillard leaves when he leaves for graduation. That, to me, is a big spot that Nebraska has to get short up on that defense. So I would say I love the defensive side of the football recruiting class, but the guy on offense, the guy that's going to have an impact next year, it's definitely going to be Jamarcus Hardrick.
Well, everybody here in Central Nebraska, once your overall assessment of Andrew Rodriguez, how soon do you expect him to be plugged into that offensive line?
I think soon. I mean, I'll tell you what. I've heard the comments and heard the reports of what he was doing down in San Antonio against some of the top talent. But I don't think he really projects very well to offensive tackle at the next level. I think he's going to be inside the phone booth, and I think he's going to be playing guard. But the thing about it is Nebraska's guard play last year wasn't very good. So and the thing that kept getting mentioned was, you know, Brent Qualley could potentially step up and Qualley gets hurt. You know, I think Nebraska could be in a situation where they're looking for somebody to come in there being like a rotational basis, kind of a swing guard kind of guy. And if a guy like Rodriguez was ready to come in there, you could see Rodriguez conceivably play as a true freshman. If not, I think you're going to see him very early in his redshirt freshman year, which would be the 2011 season.
Brian, I don't know if you can answer this, but since they're flashing some of it along the ticker here and on ESPN, any thoughts on how many Huskers could be potentially drafted this year?
Oh, off the top of my head, you know, I tell you what, it's going to be a crime if Sue isn't taking the first pick overall, but I really like Asante and Dillard and Turner. I think we'll get a chance to go ahead and get drafted as well. I think he's going to show some things, especially when it comes to the speed off the edge. I think O'Hanlon's a guy to go ahead and keep an eye on in the secondary. His production numbers are just going to go ahead and stack up better than some other guys nationally. And I think if they get him in there and do some workouts with him, I think he looked tremendous at the end of the year, especially against, you know, Oklahoma and Texas. And in the bowl game, I thought he looked fantastic. Offensive side of the football, I don't really think of anybody that's gonna fall into that area yet, but Nebraska could see, you know, four or five guys being drafted from that defense this year.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep an eye on this recruiting class by Big Red Report and Scout.com.
By the way, Dillard, a late addition to the Senior Bowl, it's for fans out there.
Yes.
So.
He's going in with Sante, which is this Saturday down in Mobile. So, Brian, hey, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Take care, Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, again, the Senior Bowl is this Saturday, and that's where the Husker recruiting class is. They need more. If you can have 25, you need to get there. You need to get close. Now, you don't need to throw out to people that you don't need to stretch it a little bit, but this may open up, I guess, scholarships for guys that have been here a while. But obviously, offense is what they need to address, and you want to keep that defense strong, but they got to go find some. And right now, I think it's hard to be a wide receiver, a very good wide receiver, and want to come to Nebraska. Because
yeah, but if you're
a
playmaker, don't you think you can make a difference on this team?
Yeah, you would think so.
I mean, I would think by watching the Arizona film that Zach, I mean, he really showed that he can get the ball if he's healthy, apparently.
Well, you would think if you're wavering, instead of being, you got to think there's a kid or two out there that would rather be the big fish in the small pond instead of the small fish in the big pond. So, as in going to Florida or going to USC or something like that. So that's what's going on here. Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday afternoon. We are winding down our program today, 888-455-ESPN, or you can shoot us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Here's Jeff from Hastings with some Husker talk, guys.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Not only you have heard other people, but, you know, don't you think we're kind of losing our minds over 1 year on the passing and receiver deal? I mean, the year after that, Joe Gantz is throwing a lot of balls, right?
Well, I agree, but we're
really talking about 1 year that the ball wasn't in the air, and, you know, the 50 before that, we didn't throw it much. So I think you need to temper your you know, everybody's reaction about, oh, gosh, we aren't throwing the ball, when a year ago, Joe Gantz set quite a few passing records, right?
But we got to have somebody to catch the ball.
And we got a first-year quarterback last year, so I think if everybody hangs on to their shorts, everything's going to be fine.
Well, it's fine if we got somebody to throw the ball. We got to have somebody catch the ball. And I know Niles Paul is there, but we're not talking necessarily next year, Jeff. We're talking on down the line. There's just, from the way it looks, there's not much there to choose from.
Paul,
Jeff, thanks for the call.
Paul, Kenny, okay. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at right now, isn't it?
Well, you're looking for depth at all positions. And right now, whether it be depth or more to choose from, that's where you're at, the wide receiver position.
And I think I'm looking more for that possession guy, third and five, third and six, the Todd Peterson, the Nate Swift.
But let's face it, they weren't highly recruited kids either.
Very, very true.
There could be somebody there that's ready to step up. We need to take a final break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Flow TV, auto entertainment, live mobile television can be installed in your vehicle? So your family can watch their favorite shows, kids programming, live sports, and much more. Bringing entertainment to your back seat and a little peace and quiet to the front.
See your local dealer for details. Live mobile TV means no downloading. Service not available everywhere. Programming subject to change and blackout. Compatible device and service subscription required. Visit flow.tv for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Jaden Schwartz, number 8 for the Tri-City Storm. He's the Storm's leading scorer and is destined for greatness in the NHL.
Jaden Schwartz, shot, scores! Jaden Schwartz! Truth, you can't handle.
He's Jaden Schwartz, and he plays for your team, the Tri-City Storm.
Catch two games of Storm hockey this weekend. Friday night is Battle of the Bands with local high school pep bands performing live. Saturday night is Local Heroes Night as we honor area medical and emergency personnel. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com, presented by Viero.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 33. Winds will also turn variable at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then see some increasing clouds tonight with a low near 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 23.
Doug and Daddy Show. Right now, out of the blue, 888-455-ESPN. Call now. Just like pick a random caller, Derek. I'm going to throw out that trivia question we were talking about earlier. This is for a $20 gift card. $20 at the Bourbon Street Bistro, Kearney Ramada Inn. This is your chance to be a winner and pick up this $20 gift card to the Bourbon Street Bistro in Kearney. I don't care if you won today, if you won yesterday, if you won a year and a half ago. I don't care who it is. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I've got one. It's going to be a one person. You get one shot. Whoever we answer, they just get one shot because the next person's going to know it.
If they don't get it, I got one question too.
Okay, but there's going to be one question. Okay, so go ahead and pick one, Derek. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we talking with?
Nobody.
Hello? Yeah, no, we must have lost him. Must have lost him. Sounded like a cell phone. Sorry, guy. Let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Okay, Todd. Now, see, I'm watching everything on ESPN the last couple of weeks, and then they're promoting already. I mean, people, they're promoting the Masters. CBS is promoting whatever they're promoting. The Daytona 500 on Fox. Stuff that's a month, 2 months down the list. So here we go. Here's a $20 gift card. I want to test your recent memory. All you have to do for this $20 gift card is tell me who won the Masters golf tournament last year.
Oh, God, I can see his face.
Thanks, Todd.
I got a vision. God, I told Daddy I'd never screw up if I called in.
Sorry, Todd. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, see, I told you. Okay, who are we talking to now? Because you got a different question. You got a different question. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie Morgan from Wood River.
All right, Jimmy. Did you know the answer to the previous one?
Nope.
Okay. Daddy, you got a question.
All right, Jamie.
$20 gift card to the Bourbon Street Bistro.
20 golden smacks going your way. Bourbon Street Bistro, very, very tasty, Jamie. I don't know if you tried it out or not, but it's excellent. Okay, this city is the only city in America to, in the same year, have won a Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup. What is that city?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, my Damn. God. Did you see Jeopardy yesterday?
Nope, just knew it.
Sucker. A $20 gift card just for listening and knowing a little sports. Hang on the line. We're going to send that to Wood River. Thanks for the call, and hang on. Derek will get your information. Yeah, what was that, Final Jeopardy you told me
that
last
was final,
night?
That was Final Jeopardy. I just happened to walk in and see that.
I threw that out today. You forget things like that. It's so big in the moment. Angel Cabrera won the Masters last year. I threw it out here. Nobody could remember. Nobody could remember. Nobody.
Who was
Kenny Perry?
Kenny Perry. Oh,
yeah.
Check it out. There was a. I know we were kind of sick watching him because the American and everybody was kind of cheering for down the stretch, kind of faltered, and I knew that, but I just drew a total blank.
Well, here's what's going on in the world of sports. Nebraska women up to number 6 in the country. Hastings College women hold on to number 2 in the NAIA. Both are in action tonight. UNK is at Chatterton State tonight. Of course, the interesting side note, this will be the first time that Caitlin Petrie, since transferring from UNK to Chatterton, will play against her old team. Of course, the Kearney Catholic graduate, and she's playing very well right now. She has won the Nebraska Division II Player of the Week on the last 2 weeks, and this last weekend she averaged 28.5 points and 8.5 rebounds and shot 79% in those two games combined. Conference tournaments continue tonight in the Centennial in the Southwest. St. Cecilia girls on ESPN 1550 against Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia boys hosting Boys Town at 7 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. Kearney Catholic Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. Spring game tickets for the football game, which will be played on April the 17th, go on sale February 3rd. All of a sudden, those are a big deal because they're selling them in advance. And the USHL All-Star Game tonight, Tri-City Storm, represented by Jaden Schwartz and Radoslav Elo. Any predictions on that, Derek?
No. I'm going to say Schwartz will get a point one way or another.
Should we get out of here?
Well, we got to get out of here, but Doug, I'm going to throw this at you. Nebraska women, should they continue to win? Ohio State went down to Purdue last night. They could climb into the top 5 next week.
There you go, folks. So, got to keep winning, though. Winnable games coming up, but they got to keep doing it while they go on the road with Texas Tech and Colorado. We want to thank Brian Munson of Big Red Report and Scout.com for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, breaking down the current recruiting classes. We're just a week and a day away from National Letter of Intent signing day. And also to Brent Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach of the third-ranked Axtell Wildcats, a huge matchup tonight with Eustace Farnham. Tomorrow, Sandy Creek girls basketball coach Russ Neinmeier, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton will be among our guests on the program, so can't wait to hear from you tomorrow, plus more chances to win.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy's Show, 7 Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Our friends in Hastings, we'll see you.